bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
Summertime and the living is easy, especially when you have great food, great recipes. I love Foodie Friday, and I'm so excited to have my friend and fantastic entrepreneur and creator of Devil's Envy Spice back on the show. Hey, Michael Farka, how are you?
Hey, Lisa. Wow, it's such a pleasure to be back. I can't believe it's happening so soon. Thank you so much. And I love Foodie Friday. How are you?
I am good. I love Foodie Friday too. Okay, so I have a confession to make. I buy my guacamole from Whole Foods instead of making it. And Michael and I were chatting the other day, and he had posted this really amazing guacamole pic on his social media, along with a bunch of other cool barbecue stuff. And I thought, okay, I need to learn how to make that. Now, Michael, you, your family, some of your family's from Mexico. So you were raised with some pretty kick-ass, if I can say, food. And he gave me his recipe. So he will, well, I don't know if he wants to share. It might be a family secret. But we are going to talk guacamole. We're going to talk barbecue. We're going to talk fun summertime food today while still being healthy. And let me tell you, guacamole is a good, healthy fat. Everyone who listens to the show knows I'm a huge fan of avocados and avocado oil. I'll give a shout out to Avo Haas avocado oil. I'll talk more about them later in the show. But Michael, tell us about what you love to make, what healthy things you like to add to your barbecue, and then maybe you'll share that guac recipe with us.
It'd be my pleasure. I mean, there's no shortage of wonderful summertime fun that you can have with barbecue. I mean, forget about all the wonderful meats that you can throw up on the grill, the chickens, the fish. Some of my favorites, grilling vegetables, fresh vegetables. So you can slice up any of the bell peppers, onions, corn, and just, you know, throw that right up on the grill. You can marinate them a little in advance with maybe a little salad dressing, a little balsamic vinegar and oil, salt and pepper to taste. And those things grill up like dynamite. You get that little char on the outside, and it goes so nicely with any of those other things that you're doing as a main course. But some of my other favorites really are like the side dishes that we make. And we do all kinds of beautiful things, from salad, pasta salad, tomato salad, southwestern salad, and of course my signature a guacamole dip. Whenever we go anywhere, you know, we always ask the host or hostess, what could we bring? Most people bring a bottle of wine. Most people bring, some fruits, whole fruits, which is all nice. But we always get the request, Mike, you got to make us your guacamole. It's one of those things that just, it's so easy to make. All the ingredients are so fresh. And, some people, doctor it this way and that way. And the store-bought stuff, I don't want to disparage anybody. But I got to tell you, store-bought stuff versus what we make, this freshly made guacamole dip is incredible. But try it for yourself. I'm happy to share the recipe. I hope your audience will try it if they're so inclined to. And then just give us some feedback on what you thought about it. What do you think?
I like that. No, it's funny because I do get her to Whole Foods, but let me tell you, I mean, they make it like that morning and it has a lot of the same stuff, but I'm going to have to do like a taste test, right? I'm going to make yours and I'm sure yours will be better. I might even add a little dash of the Avo Haas. They have chili infused and lime infused avocado oil. But I was thinking, when you're talking about marinating, that would, if you want it like a little hotter, not only should you put your Devil's Envy spice on it, but you could put a little of the Avo Haas avocado oil, the one with the garlic.
Oh, sounds yummy.
Yeah, super, super good stuff. I'm surprised I'm not green because I eat so much avocado.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Lisa, one of the things I love about cooking is that there is no box. Everything is, you can just try things. You work something up, it tastes great, fantastic. You want to try something a little different because the next time you want to make it, you didn't have all the ingredients, so you try something else. Just do it. Have fun with it. Play with it. It's so much fun. You just try these ingredients. Try that spice. It's fantastic.
Well, speaking of spice, okay, so I mentioned that you're an entrepreneur and you have several businesses. One of them is Devil's Envy. If people missed our last interview, they should go and listen because we had a blast. You shared a lot of great recipes with Devil's Envy. But for people who aren't familiar, just in a nutshell, tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, Devil's Envy is a family recipe. We've been making it for ourselves for over 20 years. It's kind of my aunt's admission card or her visa from Mexico to New York. Every time she'd come in, you know, she'd have to bring us 4 kilos of this stuff, you know, and it's all legal. I mean, so that was the running joke with the family, right?
Yes.
So we decided to we've always shared it with our guests. You know, when we went to places, we'd always bring a little jar with us because we just loved it. It just jazzed up all of our food. We love the heat. We love the flavor. It's a little smoky. So it tastes great. And it, you know, complements pretty much every dish. And so, you know, our friends always said, you got to go ahead and market this stuff. It's fantastic. And so while I had a little time on my hands last year, we went ahead and just did that and got all the necessary licenses and all that. And, you know, I asked my aunt, how did you make this? I got the recipe. And about 2 months ago, we made our first commercial batch. I'm really happy about that. So we are in, you know, a store here. We're looking to expand. We're going to make our second batch tonight, which is very exciting. And Devil's Envy Spice, you know, it's available on our website. But let's talk avocados.
Guacamole. Share that recipe. I'm going to make it. I mean, they're going to, like, tomorrow, I think, or today. I might just have to make it today now.
So here's a little bit of a dilemma that I have. You know, how do I scale a recipe, right? So I don't know how to cook for two people. I just don't. So anytime we're going to make like a side dish or anytime I'm going to make, you know, a main course, we're cooking for a small army, like a minimum of, you know, 8 to 10 people. And so when you're looking for a little side dish for guacamole, most people take, a couple tablespoons full on their plate, and they enjoy that. So this recipe will feed about 8 to 10 people with a little leftover for the maker, so they have a little bit in the refrigerator for the next day. And it's real simple. It doesn't sound like much, but I take I start with 4 ripe Hass avocados. You can use the Florida ones. They're a little trickier in determining when they're ripe. But you can go either way. I like the Hass avocados. We take 4 of those. We open them up, take the pits, put it aside, save one of the pits. The others you can discard. Put that in the bowl. You mash that up. Some people say they like it a little cubed. They like it a little, you know, depending on what, you know, side of Mexico you're from will determine on your consistency. But I like mine a little mashed up, not blended, not pureed, but, you know, mashed with a fork. I add 1 large tomato to that. I add a medium onion. I add a nice bunch of cilantro. You need cilantro. I mean, that's just like the magic ingredient for it. Now, depending on how you get your cilantro, it could be a large bunch. So you take like half of that. It could be a smaller bunch, you know, and so you just, you know, proportion it. But a nice, healthy amount of cilantro is needed. Depending on how hot you like things, you know, I'm a big fan of adding a jalapeno to it if you like it on the milder side. If you like it a little on the hotter side, they got something called the serrano pepper. It's a little spicier than the jalapeno, and it adds just a nice bit of heat. So you can put 2 of those in there because they're smaller than a jalapeno. Like 2 serranos equals 1 jalapeno in size comparison. I guess depending on how they grew that day, but... what else you need? So lime
salt.
Juice, you need fresh lime. So
yeah.
Probably with those 4 avocados, I'd buy 2 limes. You may need only 1.5, depending. Add the, that last, half if, you found that it wasn't, limey enough. Is that a word? I don't think so. And, then
this is gonna be hashtag limey.
Yeah, right.
It'll be our new thing, limey. I don't even know how to spell that.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know, just go with it. You know.
Sure.
We're gonna submit that to Webster next week. You know, there's a new word for their dictionary, the 92nd edition. And that's it. You know, if you chop all that stuff up and put it on the side, right? So you got your cilantro, you got your white onion, and your tomato, and you line it up in the right way, it's the colors of the Mexican flag. So that's always a nice way to remember what ingredients you need. Yes.
Now, you take all the stuff out of the tomato, right? You mentioned you have to take out the seeds. Now, why is that?
Oh, yes. So you gotta take the seeds out. And not so much because you don't want anything growing in your stomach, but it makes it too watery. And so the consistency changes a little bit. So you just squeeze that out. It's really very easy to do. You can slap it on a table. You can squeeze it out with your hand. And then it's actually even easier to dice up your tomato that way. I mean, you could use a food processor and then drain it, but it gets a little messier that way. So we like things.
You know, I've never dissected a tomato before. Like, I've never done what you're talking about. So this will be an experience.
You know, I can expose you to a lot of new things.
I like that. That's good. I know. No, I could use exposure. I don't even know how to do it. I'm like, so how do you? I'll figure it out. We only, you know, the time goes by fast. We only have a few minutes left. So then you take all this, you mash it up, you mix it up, and then you just go to town, right?
You mix it up. You know, you have to, the presentation is everything. So one of the things I like to do is I put it in my little malcojeta bowl. That's that lava stone bowl that you see in old stores. It's not plastic. It weighs a ton. You know, be careful with your tabletops. It could scratch.
You can use it for weightlifting when you're done.
You can. Yes. It does double as a dumbbell. You know. So it's called a malcojeta, and you put that in there. You can jazz it up with a couple of chips if you like, or if you're not going to be serving it for about an hour or so. And I recommend preparing just before you're ready to serve, so it stays fresh, the color is ripe. You can always put the pit inside the middle of that bowl, because the pit, and it's an old wives' tale, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but it looks kind of fun, you know, and presents. It's always a nice conversation piece. Put the pit in the middle, tricks the avocado that's still in the husk, in the skin, and it stays a little longer. It doesn't blacken that quickly. Again, it's
now,
an old wives' tale.
This?
I do it all the time, and I think it seems to work. You know, again, try it, see what happens. If nothing else, you have a good conversation piece.
Yes, I like that. No, that's a really fun idea. You know, I have nothing to do with this company, Siete, but if you're allergic to corn, they have these amazing chips and tortillas. They have some from almond flour. My favorite are coconut flour and cassava flour, and then they just taste amazing. And for someone like, I can eat corn, but it makes me tired, so I just have it once in a while. So it's been so fun to be able to eat chips again, and they taste fantastic. And they are fried in avocado oil. So again, avocado oil is one of those great oils that has a high smoke point. It's the only oil I'll fry in or saute on a high heat. I don't really fry things on a high heat. I also want to mention too, on Talk Healthy Today, we do try to urge people to get the grass-fed meats as often as possible. It makes a difference. And now I am craving some grass-fed skirt steak. I think I don't want to hang for dinner. I'm going to have grass-fed skirt steak with a big salad, a yam, and I'm going to marinate it first in the Avojas chili avocado oil, and then I'm going to make a big old thing of that avocado, and my family's going to have to, like, just find their own dinner because I'm going to eat it all. So nice. I'm such a good
That's
mom.
That's great. Yes. And wife, listen, just jazz it up. Have fun with it, no matter what you're doing, whether you're making entrees, whether you're making side dishes, whether you're making appetizers. Just have fun with it.
It
I'd love
true.
To get
Speaking
you that
of
picture
fun.
Of that.
Oh.
How do I do that? I want to get you that picture of that of my guacamole.
Yeah, we will figure it out. Yes, definitely. Maybe, yes, get it to me and we'll get it up on the page when the interview posts on RadioMD.com. I think that would be wicked fun. Okay, I just want to mention really quick that Better Nutrition Magazine has created a 90-day program. It's running June through August. It can help you kick your sugar cravings. You can get better sleep, reduce your stress, and much more. It's called Go Natural in 90. You can learn more about this great program at betternutrition.com. You can also enter to win fantastic and fun prizes throughout the summer, including multivitamins, protein powders, herbs, green foods, probiotics, and more. All right, Michael, this has been so much fun. I can't wait to eat lots of guacamole, and I'm going to get that grass-fed skirt steak. And I am, like I said, I'm really excited about dinner. I might just have to eat dinner like right now, like in the middle of the day. Just forget it. Why even wait?
It's but called the early bird special for AARP card holders. It's the early bird special.
Know anything
you're good.
About
you're right
that.
On time. You're right
what
on
you,
time.
What are you? Hey, don't give away secrets. I'm 30. What are you talking about? All right, Mike.
No, well, I'm speaking in generalizations, right?
Geez. Of course. All right. So tell us all the ways to find you on social media.
Well, you can find us on Twitter. It's at mfarca or at Devil's Envy Spice. You can find me on Facebook, which is Devil's Envy Spice, or even my website where we have wonderful recipes. We post photos all the time. It's www.devilsenvyspice.com. Stay tuned. We post pictures all the time. We post recipes all the time. And we love sharing fun stuff. So if you got something to share, please send it on to us. And we're happy to experiment with you.
Wonderful. Well, Michael, this has been so much fun. I'm so glad people are listening to Talk Healthy today. Again, just take good care of yourself. Eat yummy, healthy fats. And just make sure that you tune in as much as you can and get all the great information from fantastic guests like Michael. You can check us out on social media at Talk Healthy Today Podcast on Facebook. We're also on Twitter and Snapchat at Talk Healthy, the number 2 today. And I know that I am leaving one out. I think it is, Instagram at Talk_Healthy_Today. Thank you so much for listening and stay well.